Have you ever stood at the precipice of complete reinvention? Not by choice, but by necessity? Catherine Goldhammer found herself there, facing divorce, financial uncertainty, and the daunting task of uprooting her life and her daughters. Still Life with Chickens isn't just about moving houses. It's about rebuilding an identity when the old one crumbles. The urgency wasn't merely emotional, but brutally practical, packing boxes while trying to envision a future that looked nothing like the past. What makes this journey so compelling is its messy authenticity. There's something profoundly disorienting about dismantling the familiar while having only the vaguest outline of what comes next. Catherine navigates this terrain with her daughter beside her, both processing their own versions of loss and possibility. The practical challenges, finding affordable housing, managing suddenly limited finances, deciding what possessions deserve space in their new life, intertwine with deeper questions about identity and belonging. Throughout this upheaval, Catherine maintains surprisingly amicable ties with her ex-husband, adding nuance to a narrative that could easily slip into bitterness. There are no villains here, just two people who couldn't continue together, trying to minimize the damage to themselves and their child. This sense of displacement, of being untethered from your own life, permeates the early chapters. Yet within this very untethering lies the seed of reinvention. If we move, I want chickens. With this simple declaration, Catherine's daughter transforms their impending relocation from necessity into unexpected territory. What begins as a childish bargaining chip evolves into something far more significant. Amid divorce paperwork and real estate listings, Catherine finds herself researching poultry breeds, these small decisions representing the power to choose and begin again on their own terms. For Catherine's daughter, chickens become a childhood fixation, a stable point in unstable times. For Catherine, they transform from inconvenience into a metaphor for her changing identity. There's something beautifully absurd about contemplating chicken breeds while your life is in flux. Yet this is how we cope with massive change, focusing on manageable details that give us the illusion of control. The chicken ultimatum forces Catherine to consider not just what she's leaving behind, but what she's moving toward, a life with unexpected elements she never would have chosen for herself. Morning light filters through trees as Catherine hangs the final door on the chicken coop, a structure that has consumed weekends and evenings, transformed from concept to reality through determination. The moment the chickens explore their new home fulfills a promise. Their simple activities, pecking, dust bathing, settling to sleep, create a rhythm that feels ancient and reassuring. These creatures, with their prehistoric gazes and predictable needs, become an anchor amid uncertainty. Building the coop, or ark as Catherine comes to think of it, brought challenges at every stage. Questions about size, predator protection, and weather resistance mirrored larger doubts about the move itself. A late-night hospital visit underscores the physical toll of this transition. Yet alongside exhaustion comes strength, a resilience from facing challenges and continuing anyway. The completed structure stands as testament, not perfect, but functional, proving Catherine can create what her family needs without a blueprint. The new house stands as a paradox, simultaneously a haven and a source of anxiety. Its weathered exterior and quirky interior speak of history and character, but also of work undone and problems unsolved. Can this structure, with its crooked doorframes and temperamental plumbing, truly become home? Visitors arrive bearing casseroles and good intentions, offering normalcy amid the boxes. Despite initial reluctance, Catherine finds herself surrounded by helpers, transforming abstract worries into concrete, solvable problems. Leaking pipes can be fixed, peeling paint can be renewed. Yet doubt persists in quiet moments when the workers have gone and the house settles into its creaks. Catherine's daughter's quiet disapproval mirrors Catherine's own unspoken fears. Around the kitchen table, however, sharing meals and stories creates moments of genuine warmth, suggesting that home isn't found in perfect circumstances, but in the connections maintained through imperfect ones. The phone call comes unexpectedly. Catherine's daughter reporting that someone from the town has come about the chickens. Permits are required, complaints have been filed. Their innocent feathered companions have become the subject of municipal concern. The complainant is Mr. M, a neighbor whose property adjoins theirs. His concerns about property values and aesthetics seem to mask a deeper issue, resistance to change or displeasure at having new neighbors with unfamiliar habits. This bureaucratic inconvenience evolves into something significant, a test of resolve. The chickens, initially just a concession to ease her daughter's transition, have become symbolic of their right to create the life they choose. Support arrives from unexpected quarters. Neighbors write letters endorsing the chickens' presence, creating a small community united by this peculiar battle. The chicken controversy becomes another chapter in their adaptation, another opportunity to discover strength in defending what matters. Have you ever witnessed something so ordinary, yet so miraculous, that it stops you in your tracks? The first egg appears with no fanfare, just Brownie behaving strangely, then retreating to reveal her creation, a perfect jade-green oval, warm to the touch. This small miracle transforms the chicken project from obligation to revelation. The eggs that follow create a painter's palette, chocolate brown, pale blue, speckled cream, each a unique expression of its creator. Their diversity becomes a daily source of wonder. The hens, following ancient instincts, transform ordinary feed and scraps into abundance. Their productivity offers lessons in patience and trust that processes unfold as they should. The eggs become more than food. They're tangible proof of success, evidence that this new life produces something good. Gathering them each morning becomes a ritual of gratitude. Through these small, perfect ovals, Catherine finds herself linked to both past and future, to traditions of caretaking that transcend her circumstances. The journey from upheaval to stability leaves physical marks. Mud-caked shoes, worn gardening gloves, calluses on once soft hands. These reminders tell a story of labor, persistence, and creating new life through daily effort. Looking back, Catherine witnesses her transformation from initial terror to exploration, confidence, and finally something approaching comfort. The struggles remain vivid, breaking ice and chicken waters during winter, midnight basement floods, the constant emergencies of rural living. Yet alongside these challenges emerged unexpected joys. Fireflies on summer evenings, morning light through that hard-won kitchen window, the pleasure of gathering still warm eggs. Grace appears unexpectedly. Chickens surviving winter's harshest days, eggs in colors no grocery store offers, strength discovered through necessity. This grace reveals itself through moments of connection and accomplishment, through problems solved and challenges met. What emerges isn't a perfect life, but a real one, complex, challenging, vibrant with both difficulty and delight. Like chickens with their prehistoric gazes and ancient instincts, this new existence connects Catherine and her daughter to something fundamental, the experiences of tending and harvesting, creating home, and finding meaning in daily care. Living with chickens mirrors living itself, accepting imperfection, embracing unexpected gifts, and recognizing that meaningful transformations often begin with unlikely companions.